You're listening to the Lost Chill podcast with Katie and Kimmy. For years now, I have had the pleasure of listening to the wit, banter, and pure joy from these two, and now I invite you to share in the delight of listening to them discuss the books they're currently reading. Whether you are a fellow dedicated bibliophile or simply wish you had more time to read, you will love hearing the insight and discussions around the stories they dive into. So grab a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine and let's jump on in. Katie and Kimmy, take it away.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Lost Chill podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Kimmy, and we are your hosts here to talk about all things books.
And
probably Taylor Swift, if it's me, and anything else we could think of forever.
Forever and ever and ever.
That's great. Are you reading anything right now?
I have been dying to talk to you about this,
Ooh.
And I really hope that I remember correctly and that I didn't make this up in my head. Chris Bohelian.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I did not make this up. He has a new book. He has a new book called The Vegas Princess. I'm
Okay.
obsessed with it.
What?
Yeah, it's so good. And I actually went to Tattered Cover the other night for my Mother's Day spoiling. And
Yeah.
I found a whole bunch of his books that I got. So,
Ooh.
yeah.
That's exciting.
So I got like about 100 pages left. Shit's hitting the fan. It's getting crazy. But I think it came out pretty recently because I waited on the library list for it for a while. So
what drew you to it?
I remembered you mentioning his name before. The title was intriguing. The picture on the cover was intriguing.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to remember what books I've even read by him. I feel like I've read two, but I can't remember what they're called.
Did you read The Flight Attendant?
Mm-mm. That's one that got made into a show, right?
Yeah,
Did you watch that show?
I did, and I didn't really care for it, but I bought the book the other night.
I'll be curious to see what you think. Let's see. I feel like he has a lot of books. Oops, that's not him. We may never know. There he is. What did I read? Hour of the Witch.
Okay.
And The Guest Room. The Guest Room was quite a trip. I don't know if I liked it, but I also couldn't put it down. And The Lioness. Oh, The Lioness was all right.
Oh, yeah. I remember that's when we talked about it, is when The Lioness came out.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I think that was his last one prior to the one that I'm reading now.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I did see him once. He was in conversation with somebody for some kind of author book tour thing.
Wasn't it with Kristen Hanna?
I think so.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I think it was it? I think it was someone else. It'll come to me probably like at the end of the show when we're talking about.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It'll come to me.
It's
It'll come
fine.
to me. Huh. Interesting. Good.
Yeah. So I was really excited to share that with you. It's set in Vegas. It's about this woman who is in a cabaret who looks exactly like Princess Diana. And that's what the cabaret is about. And shenanigans are going on around her with her sister, who is not a twin, but could be a twin. And so people are using her. And yeah,
pretty interesting.
People are dying left and right.
Yeah, so it's so funny. I can't. So I mentioned three. I probably couldn't really remember the plot just on my own, except for any of them, except for the first one I read, which was The Guest Room, which I feel like is the one that's giving me the strongest vibes of what you're reading. And it was like a bachelor party at someone's house, but then they hired strippers, and then there were all sorts of moral questions going on, and then like the stripper shot their bodyguard or something. Like it was just like chaos, and I was like, whoa, 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 what is going on here? It was a
well,
lot.
if it's anything like the one that I'm reading, it's like it's this slow like build up at first, and then it's like bam, 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 and you're like, I don't know which way to look. It's
Basically.
crazy.
That's so funny. Good. Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying that. Have you read anything else that you enjoyed lately?
I still don't know how I feel about the last book that I read prior to that. It was marketing thing for Celadon. Caladon. I never remember
Oh,
the name.
Celadon. I don't know why. I thought you were like talking about work for some
Oh
reason and.
no. No, that's boring. It was a marketing thing for them, and it was a little free library drop, and I was like, oh, this kind of looks good. Like I'm gonna read it. It was really good until there was incest.
I hate when they do crap like that.
I'm
Why?
like, I really could have lived without that. Like, murder all the people that you want, do all the things that you want to them. I don't care. Nothing really shocks me, but except for incest. Like it, I was seriously reading it and my face hurt because it was so contorted, and it was just this, if I was looking in a mirror, it would just be this look of disgust. And just I stopped reading it and I just skipped forward, and I was like, okay, moving on, and tried to like one eye open and figure out when it was done.
Gross. No. Speaking of incest,
Yeah. Okay.
did you see that our girl Ki, our cousin Kira Lewis,
Cousin?
is watching Game of Thrones?
No, I didn't. Oh boy.
Yeah, so she's gonna first react to that. See, that wasn't as bad as where you thought I could be going with speaking of incest.
That is fair. That is fair. Yeah.
Somehow we all got past it in that. They stopped doing it as much. I feel like they realized.
It's icky.
Oh, man.
It's so icky, and I just wish that authors would not include that shit. Like, I don't personally know a single person that's like, dude, you gotta read this book. It has so much incest in it. It's so great. And I'm glad I don't know those people.
Some people just like the shock value and they like to make people uncomfortable and
I get that.
so I don't know.
There's other ways.
Yeah.
Talk about
Sometimes it is funny though because I don't think there was incest, but there was lots of weird things in this one book I read and like a coworker recommended this book to me. And they were like, you're gonna think it's weird, and I did, but it, like I also could see why he would recommend it. It's called like When the Devil Strikes or something, but it was like very
Eric
murdery.
Larson?
I don't know.
Oh,
No.
no.
I don't know. And it was very like almost like serial killery and take pictures and do weird stuff with the bodies. It's like, oh, thanks for the rec, guy.
I would
I'm
almost
really
rather
surprised.
that, though,
Yeah.
than
I mean, I
anything
can
else.
tell you, I can find out what book it was. I'll send it to
I mean, we don't need to go that far,
you
but.
after.
But I don't think I mentioned the best part of that book and its incest scenes. They were children as well, so it was even worse. Yeah.
Remember when we were traumatized by the Queen's Gambit?
Yes. Very similar.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm not gonna be reading that.
No,
So,
I don't recommend it. The story was great. You just take that out, but that just is all that sat with me. It didn't add anything to the story. Added zero things.
cool.
Yeah. It was good though. It was good. Good pace, good twists and turns, and it would have been probably excellent if it didn't have that. My two cents.
Okay.
Whatever. What are you reading?
So I've recently fallen in love with an author that you've read. But I think the book I fell in love with you have not read. So the book I'm reading now you have read, that book being The Dead Romantics.
Oh, Ash Poston, Austin, Poston. I actually,
Post on.
yeah,
Post on.
I actually just shared a tweet of X. I don't know. Something on Twitter, X, whatever you call it now. Sounds so old saying that.
X. We just call
X.
it X.
But what do you say when you share it? That there's an X?
Someone shared on X.
Oh, someone shared on X. Okay.
Yeah, you can say that.
But it was on Instagram that I found it. But
Okay, yeah.
something that she had written about how people, millennials born in 1981 to like 1991, who are Star Wars fans, should be called the Millennium Falcons.
Oh, I love it. Love
I
it.
shared that. It was funny,
Oh.
but it was by her. That's.
Okay, I love it. So I was reading her newsletter, Ashes, and she was like saying something about hanging out with Emma Lord, and I was like, what? My favorites together?
Betsy's.
I guess. They're both in New
Oh.
York, I think.
What, so what book are you reading that I didn't read?
The one that I fell in love with hardcore was The 7 Year Slip.
Oh, okay. Is that newer than The Dead Romantics?
Yeah. And she actually has a new one coming out this summer
Okay.
called Funny You Should Ask or something. No.
I thought that you read The Dead Romantics prior.
I
No?
haven't. So we'll see how I like it. I'm not that far into it, but when I started, it was very much, especially like the stuff with her and her dad, it's giving the Kindred Spirits Supper Club by
Trish.
Nope.
Nope.
Coincidence, a coconut cake lady.
Yeah, that's true. No.
No. No, it's not.
Nope.
It's Amy E. Reichert.
Yes.
It's,
Glad we worked through that.
wow, we are professionals.
It's so much. It's great.
So yeah, I've been loving that. I'm also reading another book, but I'll tell you how I feel about that next week. Gosh, what else? Oh, I recently read Expiration Dates by Rebecca Searles.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that everywhere since I saw that you posted about it.
She's pretty popular because she wrote like One Italian Summer and
The 5 year something or other. 5 year.
something.
Yeah.
The
I guess.
gap, yeah. I've read everything except her debut, I think, and I really like her. That one I loved because it was very much like The Measure, which I also loved, but in rom-com form.
Yeah, I want to read that one. I've been seeing a lot of good things about that. Have you read Emily Henry's new book yet? No, I haven't either. I actually haven't seen it a lot,
I haven't
which is
either.
weird.
Very strange.
I mean, I haven't been to a ton of bookstores recently, but I went to the bookstore at the airport. I didn't see it there.
Do you check every time you go to the airport for a Rebecca Yarrow signed copy of Fourth Wing?
I have started doing that, yes. I didn't even see any Fourth Wing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably they were all signed then and you just missed them.
That'd be my luck.
That's funny.
Especially since she's local.
I know, that's why it's always our airport.
Yeah.
We're that lucky, but
Yeah.
apparently not. I have a, because her sons play hockey, I think, and I have a coworker whose sons play hockey, so I'm gonna have to ask her if she knows her one day. But not at all creepy.
It's like, hey, do you know this person that you probably
Do any of the other hockey moms like do anything cool, like maybe write dragon books or other kind of books?
anything?
No,
No,
anything? No.
it's fine. That'd be cool though. We're both going out of town next month, so gotta check.
Gotta check.
Yep.
Gotta check. How
So
fun.
far, no dice. I actually didn't check 2 weeks ago when I went out of town because there was no tattered cover on my concourse, I don't think.
Is it only on B?
Tattered cover? Yeah, no. Maybe it is. I don't know. Something will
I feel
happen.
like I'm always on C, so I don't know.
I am too, typically, but I flew United last week.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Have you seen the ads? Probably you have because you've been to DIA more recently than me. So for anyone who doesn't know, there are lots of like conspiracy theories about the Illuminati around DIA, and they're doing a kind of construction right now.
Huge construction.
And they're just playing into these
Yeah.
conspiracy theories. They're like, are we upgrading the Illuminati headquarters, making the terminal longer, or giving the lizard people a place to do their worship, or like something? It's so funny.
It's definitely the lizard people to do their worship. It has to be.
Yes, it has to be. And
I
so
mean,
they're.
can't beat them, join them.
Yes, I went to the website. I hoped it would be as funny as the ads, but it's not.
Oh, it's not. I was gonna go to the website.
No, it's very boring. It's
Is
very
it
like,
just like,
oh, real airplane stats and like, oh, we're as big as San Francisco and Boston and we have so much room to build and blah, 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 blah. I'm
but
like,
how many lizard people are there?
right, give us the real deets.
Right. How big is the city that's built underneath the airport?
Right, exactly. So,
DIA is an
there.
interesting place. Like all of that conspiracy stuff. And then the blue horse statue, Blucifer, who, if you
Yeah.
don't know, killed the artist that made it.
Yes.
And it's crazy. Very ominous welcoming you into Denver. It's fine.
Really is.
It's
But
fine. Did you
is
see
life.
the? I think that this was a DIA ad as well. I could be mistaken, but it's Blucifer fighting, like with daggers coming out of his red eyes, like lasers coming out of his red eyes. And he's fighting the big blue bear from downtown.
I have not seen that one.
Pretty great.
Oh my gosh, how
Denver's a
funny.
wild place. Come check it out.
Yeah, we're a hoot.
Yep.
Rebecca Yarros is here.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh man. What do you want to talk about?
So, a few moons ago, excuse me, again. A few, ooh, that didn't really help. A few moons ago, we did a little blind date with a book. Action.
We did.
And out of my suggestions, you ended up picking a little something called Shark Heart.
Or shark bait, whatever you want to call it.
I was like,
Haha.
did I mess it up?
Just in my
Hoo-ha-ha.
head.
Okay, that's fair. So did you read that?
I did.
How was your date?
My date was great. It was a lot different than I expected it to be. So the brief 10,000-foot overview of Shark Heart is a married couple who had recently been married. The husband finds out that he's turning into a shark. And that's just something that happens in the world that they live in. And it's not just a shark, it's different animals. You can turn into a bird, a lizard, whatever. And they have these basically, I guess hospice care would be the best way to describe it, where they go through stages of their transformation, and depending on which animal you're turning into, it's based off of which animal you're turning into, how quickly the progression takes place. So, long story short, this is a what's the word I'm looking for?
Book.
It is a book. This is a, I want to say alliteration, but that's incorrect. This
A
is
metaphor?
metaphor. Thank you. This is a metaphor for a person that has terminal illness or has cancer. It's really sad.
It's really sad.
Especially like once you suspend disbelief and you're just like, oh shit, like if you replace shark with cancer, this
Yeah.
becomes all too real. And it becomes extremely heartbreaking when you look at it in that regard. But when you look at it in the sense of, oh, this dude's turning into a shark, and that's kind of weird, you know, it's kooky.
Right.
It's not as sad, and it's not, you're able to disassociate a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was well written. It was fast, short chapters. It was, I don't want to say a lot of fun because it wasn't a lot of fun, but it was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was like interesting, just very mesmerizing. I feel like the metaphor like almost just helped illustrate and helped understand kind of what people with terminal illness could be going through, or something, to where it's not just like a one of the like unseen invisible illnesses, but like something that's super obvious, and you can see how isolating it is, how
Yeah.
alienating it feels. And I feel like it was just a beautiful, tragic illustration of that when you're like, yeah, like I'm sure this is exactly how it feels.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of a twist in time. So it talked about their newlywed and them going through this a lot. And then there was like a bit of a twist in time where we started going through another woman's story. I personally, when I read that, I got so transfixed in that second story. I forgot like what book I was reading or like what was going on, and not because it was like bad or like the first part was bad or boring or better, but I was like sucked into that second story.
I was too. It was because everything was just up in the air of like you, they were alluding to the sense that something had happened with her mom, and you can pretty much figure out that her mom probably turned into some type of animal too. But the story leading up to it was just so good.
Yeah, it was amazing. I loved that part. And I think it really, I mean, it made it all the more tragic for her to have to experience this to every person she's close with, basically.
I was really, I mean, I think it's hard not to, but I was really putting myself in her shoes. And it's like you have to go through that with your mom. You don't have a dad that's present in your life. So it's just you and your mom. You see her go through that. You are so finally, you're finally able to open yourself up to having a relationship and happiness again and all of those things that come along with it. And then your husband succumbs to the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to think, is it me? What did I do to
Right.
cause this? Why do I deserve this? Why does this keep happening to me? I'm the common denominator. And I personally think that the author did a great job of expressing the sadness, the grief, the mourning, the sorrow that the wife was feeling, but not making it this pity party about, oh, woe is me. What am I doing to deserve this? Because I feel like that can become so toxic for a person because of course
Oh, yeah.
you did nothing to deserve this. It chooses who it wants to choose, and it's that irrational thinking, and we're all guilty of it. So I thought it was a little bit refreshing that she just chose to show it in a way that was respectful for the wife.
Yeah, I agree. I did also appreciate that we got the husband's perspective, just when he just went. Was full on shark at that point. And just even his connections with other sharks who had been through the same thing, just how he was still hoping that he could somehow communicate with his wife again, even though it was impossible.
Yeah.
I thought that was really beautiful too.
Well, and then you have the other aspect of it. I mean, you keep that underlying metaphor in the back of your mind, and there's the shark that he befriends that becomes like a little sister to him, who was 13 years old when she became
Yeah.
or something, some age
Yeah,
on
yeah.
there. And it's like, well, there's childhood cancer.
Right.
And it's like this author just hit all of the emotional buttons with this, with a person turning into a shark.
Right. Right. It's kind of mind-blowing. Like it
It really
sounds
is.
so crazy, but it's really so poignant and beautiful and like thought-provoking and feeling-provoking.
And I feel bad for we were joking around when we were coming up with the blind date for a book, and when we were sharing which books we were going to be reading on that episode that we announced it, and you were reading some one-star reviews,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really feel sorry for those people who just did not get it and who did not see what that book was truly about. And it wasn't about the science behind a person turning into a shark or bird or being pregnant with birds or whatever. It was none of that. It was so much more beautiful than that. And I'm really sad for those people that didn't get to experience that.
I agree. I will say that I sometimes have that problem, like in general, when I'm watching like my kids' shows. I don't watch them for my I watch them with my kids, but I'll be,
You don't watch
watching
them after
Paw
they go
Patrol. No.
to
And like they're like talking to dinosaurs and getting a T-Rex to hop on a truck, and I'm like, this is so unrealistic.
Right.
As there's, flying pups who work robots and our policemen and
Right.
firefighters. Like this is the unrealistic part right here with the dinosaurs. All the rest is fine.
Well, I mean, there's also the part that they're talking dogs, but there's that.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I can do that sometimes to just think part of stuff is unrealistic when I'm like, that's literally not the point I was trying to make. But I'm not the target audience for Paw Patrol. I am
No.
pretty targeted for Shark Heart.
No. But this is definitely a book that, had we not done this, I would not have picked up. What made you pick up this book initially?
I like sharks.
That was the only reason.
Yeah.
Did you know what it was about? Or just because of the title?
I think I would have picked it up if I would have known it was about two, but I don't think I realized that it would be like such a beautiful, tragic metaphor.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, yeah, sure, I'm down to clown, like, whatever. Turning into shark, let's see what's up. And then it turned out to be beautiful. But I also like weird stuff and like quirky stuff and like science fiction and whatever.
Yeah.
So I would have been probably cool if it would have gone a completely different way, but I'm really happy with the way it went because, like my feeling fiction too.
Yeah. That was
So
certainly feeling fiction.
yeah.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Did you? I did not cry.
Oh.
I didn't cry. I got, well, actually, that's not true. I finished that book on a plane about a month ago, and I was sitting in a very awkward spot. I felt like that a lot of people could see me, and I was like, hold it together, hold it together. And I like sucked it back up.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
funny.
So.
That's real funny. Interesting. Well, would you recommend this to other people?
I would, but I would definitely. This is a spoiler that I think needs to be given with this book, that it's a metaphor and that it's not what it is on the surface. Because I think that if you go into it like those 1-star reviews, and you're like, that would never be the case, that cartilage would not harden like that, and blah, 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 whatever she was saying. If you go into it knowing what this is actually supposed to be referencing and disassociating from, then I think that it is a way more enjoyable book.
And I love a short chapter.
I do
It
too.
was just like so easy to read. And I feel like I just got through so much at a time though, because I was like, oh, I could read more. I could read five more. Let's keep going.
Well, and they had like those short paragraph pages too, where it's like, I don't even know if it was a chapter or if it counted as a chapter, but you're just like, all right, let's move on. Next page, next page, next page. And you go through it very quick.
Yeah. So it is a quick read. It's heavy, but it's also, I don't know. There's just something about it that has this entrancing quality, I feel like. It will just tug you on the heartstrings, and it will like make you relate and understand, even if it's not something you've experienced.
Yeah. Emily Habeck is the author. I did actually read her acknowledgments in the back of the
Look at
book,
you.
just because I was trying to figure out if, like, this was her story. If her husband died, if her mom died, kind of deal. Nothing, at least not on her website, nothing in the book really alluded to that fact, but this is her first book as well.
Yeah, what a debut.
She's not coming anywhere close to us anytime soon.
I don't know why these people have not been liking Denver so much lately.
Man, it's because of the airport construction. They don't support the lizard people.
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting, but there's also a Book of the Month selection.
Yeah, that's where I got my copy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But she's from Oklahoma.
Another landlocked state.
Yeah, that loves sharks.
Sharks are awesome.
They are.
So awesome. I
Oh.
love.
And you know what's also interesting too is Shelby Van Pelt wrote a blurb for her on the book. And if you will recall, Shelby Van Pelt wrote Remarkably Bright Creatures, another sea tale.
I remember.
Okay.
I remember. You love, did you love that one?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I'm so sad. I hate that book. That's another one of those books. Sometimes when I leave bad reviews, I get people liking that review for years and years and years because there's no one who loves company more than other people who don't like a book.
But yet nobody will touch your, this was a great book.
Right. I know. I just want to find the bad reviews.
You just want to wallow in those one stars.
Were you going to say about her? Oh,
Who?
th just that she wrote a blurb?
Yeah, I just thought it was silly because
No.
they're both sea books.
Oh.
That's all.
That's
Nothing
what
else.
Annabelle and I were joking about today because on two of her books, same time Next Summer and Summer Romance, Carly Fortune wrote her little this like the she wrote a blurb, but then it's the one that made it to the cover too. And so I was joking about it. I'm like, I know I'm gonna love it because Carly Fortune does.
Yeah. Man, that was so much fun talking with Annabelle.
That was. Oh my gosh, she's such a hoot.
She is. I will promote her shit all day, every day.
Yeah, samesies. So
Yeah.
much samesies.
Can't wait to read her new book.
It's gonna be out here soon, June 4th.
Next month. Actually, a couple weeks.
I still, yeah, it's, oh gosh, time is flying.
Yeah, it is.
I
It,
have
it's
so
like
many
all of a sudden
books.
April hit and it's like 90 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh, for real though. It's fine, everything's fine.
Because the shitty weather takes forever to ruin your life for months.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yep.
You sleep?
Always. Yeah, this weather lately, it like got really warm in Colorado for a bit, and then it's just been like, oh, let's actually be gloomy and gross and pretty cold and windy. Windy, windy, windy.
I missed all of that. I was in humidity.
Lucky.
I don't know about that.
I love humidity.
I don't. I went
What is
for a run and then immediately regretted my decision when I got, I think, less than a quarter of a mile in. And I was like, well, I guess I'm doing this. I might die. Might get eaten by an alligator.
See, what I'm hearing is the problem's running, not the humidity.
I actually did not go outside other than that run for like 4 days. Literally did not leave. Well,
Wow.
other than golf and then that run. That was it. Stayed in the hotel the entire time.
That sounds horrible.
It was a Gaylord, so there's
You
a lot.
couldn't go to the pool?
I didn't want to go outside. I have
Okay.
time to. It was a conference.
Ugh, yeah. I
It
hate
was
when they're like, go to this fun place that we're not going to let you enjoy at all.
lots of meetings, lots of classes.
Kind of a big deal.
I don't know about
All right, well, I'm glad that you enjoyed the little blind date I set you up with.
Yeah. We should do that more often.
That was a hoot. Yeah.
Well, we'll
I
see how you feel next time before we commit to
We
that.
shall see. I mean, but it's fun though, you know.
Emmy is currently reading The Shining because that was her book that was randomly selected. I gave her only 1-star reviews to choose from.
Yes. And I think you thought I knew more about the plot. I've never even seen the movie.
I did think that you knew more about the plot. I thought it would give it away.
Right. Yeah, and so I'm sorry that I have not finished. We can blame Miss Taylor Allison Swift for that. Because I literally, like, I think I tried on like April 17th or something, and I was like, I, no,
I
no.
don't know why you would even attempt at that
Yeah.
point.
I don't know. It went poorly, and then I had to go back to the library, and then I had to, wait 3 days for everyone else to decline it just for it to come back to me. So I have it now, and I will finish it. So I can, think now about not 100% of the time Taylor Swift stuff, but still
Calm
like
down a little bit.
87%.
I see what you did there.
Oh
The day after the 87th show.
my gosh, look at this real life rom-com we are all just watching.
Seriously.
It's so cute.
With her gold and red outfit yesterday and
Yes,
on
all
the
the
cheek.
kisses she's blowing and
Yeah. It was
him
cute.
dancing, him the video of him recording her do the I know I can do it with a broken heart transition with his flash on. Everyone's that's so cute. I can't even with
What
those
a
two.
goober. What
I
a goober.
love them.
I love that song even more now after watching her performance of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think, probably my favorite song now.
Oh, it's so good.
That is my jam. I rocked out to that today.
I love it. What other songs do you like?
I like, why am I drawing a blank? What's the fucking first song?
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite. I like that one a lot, which I didn't think I would, because I don't really like what's his name.
Posty?
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I don't. Like, he's a cool cat. He
He's
marches
kind
to
of.
his own beat.
He's funny, yeah.
Yeah, and I like that. But I'd never, like, really liked a lot of his music before. So the fact that I like that song. I like Florida, which didn't think I would either. I like the Florence and the Machines. I like them a lot. It sounds like a Florence and the Machines song. It doesn't sound like a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, interesting. I'm not familiar enough to know either way, but I really like that song.
Yeah, it's. Didn't you say that was going to be like the gut wrencher too? So I
I
think
don't
I was
know.
expecting that because there was exclamation points or something.
Well, I don't know what I said about that. That's so long ago. I do know that in general, like, she likes to flip what you assume songs are going to be about. And she basically did that with this entire album instead, so that was the more bigger plot twist. But like her song Happiness is like a sad divorce song and
Right.
stuff like that. So that's what she likes to do. So I could have seen Florida being sad. I have seen some theories that Florida is about, I mean, obviously it's about multiple things kind of in a way, but it is kind of like asking someone to like be your rebound relationship in a sense. And Florida
Oh.
is that like, just take me away, just make me forget. Can I
And
use you? Can I use you to
yeah,
get over this stuff?
that's interesting. I also really love the Kim Kardashian Thank You, Amy song.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
Oh, God. That is the biggest shade. And I was here for every second of it.
Oh, you know I was there for when my bestie Andrea got a little shout out in that. I was like, "Oh, Andrea, yes, girl."
My favorite part is when she talks about Kim's daughter coming home singing Shake It Off.
and
Yes.
we only know what it's about kind of deal. And I was
Oh
just like,
my gosh.
that is some shade. Like, that is a solar eclipse level shade.
Oh yeah, it's
It
so
was
good.
great. Taylor Swift is like, sure, we should forgive people and move on, be the bigger person, but there's also something satisfying and great about a very nice level of pettiness. And I am here for Yeah.
such as the smallest man who ever lived.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Do you want to know who the literal smallest guy she ever dated is?
Joe?
No. Matty Healy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And
I don't really know
people
him.
also joke about him. I've learned more about him since April 19th. So people always joke that he's so short because all of his bandmates are like 6'5".
Oh.
And so he's not that short, but he looks short next to them. And so apparently, like, it's a shtick with people asking how tall he is, and he gets all offended about it because he's tired of people acting like he's short. There is a song from 2013 that he wrote called Falling For You. And it's also written in low caps with no spaces, kind of like I'm going to get you back. But the line is like it's talking about having a house and how she has a huge house and he only has a bike or something. But then it's like, you told me that, I don't remember the exact line, but it's like, so you told me you would date me once I grow a little taller or something. And it's funny. That's like in his song. And I could see her. I don't know. Like, did she say that? I don't know. It's in his song. I suspect it's about her. But then for like all of these things to come into it, and I was looking up every height. The only person who is shorter, maybe, is the Joe you were referencing, is Joe Jonas. But no one's fully grown. Then when they were dating, they were like 16, 17.
That's fair.
So I won't hold that against him. He's currently the shortest ever, but because she's 5'11".
We love him. I love
Joe
him.
Jonas?
Oh wait, which Jonas is he? No, I like
Sophie
Nick better.
Turner. Okay.
Nick is who I'm thinking of. I get them all
Okay.
confused. Sorry,
It's
somebody
fine.
at my house. Oh, it's my kid.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate that level of shade thrown and that they're like it goes into it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I am
Whatever.
too. That is great.
That's the
I also
thing.
loved explaining to my husband the level of like how deep this goes. I was like, so you remember 2009?
Did
Like,
you?
I gave him a whole timeline and I was like, and then this happened and then this happened. And he's like,
Was it
damn.
the Kim Kardashian one?
Yeah. What?
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and Kanye, the two
It
of them.
is like, because I get it, but that's the other thing too about this. Like, because Kim's been said, like, oh, she just needs to get over it and stuff. Like, guess what? When you treat people badly, you don't get to decide how fast they get over it. If you
Here.
don't want people to write these kind of songs like you, maybe don't treat them like garbage.
And do shady shit behind their back.
Right. Right.
And then release shit to make them look like the bad guy.
Yeah. You know the Cassandra song's also about that, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it's like kind of people have realized that Kim and Kanye are not the greatest. And she's like, I literally tried to tell you guys, and you didn't want to listen. And as they were making me seem terrible, like everyone was shrieking, like when it's burned the bitch, they're screaming, screeching, shrieking. Sorry. But when the truth comes out, it's quiet. It's like, okay. And then the line that I think might be about the whole family is blood's thick, but nothing like a payroll.
Shit. Yeah, when you put it against that, yeah.
So.
I'm here for the shade.
I am too. Never made anyone less gay, but it sure did make some fun songs.
It did.
Oh,
Oh, that's
good.
great. Well,
Well, yay, we got a little TTPD analysis up in here. Love it. I'm here for it.
you're gonna go read some Red Rum?
Red rum. Red rum.
Danny.
Torrance.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to read it right now. It's a freezer book. We don't read freezer books during the night hours.
Just stick that sucker in the freezer. Should I go read Little Woman?
Yes, you should. Have you ever
Okay.
read that?
Long, long, long time ago.
Oh, I've never read that.
Like as a teenager, my grandma, I think, was like, "You need to read this book." And I was like, "I'm good."
I bet Lindsay loves it.
I'm
We'll
sure she does.
have to ask her.
That is right up her alley.
Yeah, I have never read it. Maybe
Yeah,
one
you're
day.
not missing much. I don't know what Rachel was thinking. Didn't agree with her on that.
I don't think it fits her character
It
very
does
well.
not. Well, like kind of maybe like pre being in New York City.
You,
In
no, I feel like she was even more vain before she was in New York City and more shallow.
I
Especially when she was going to become Miss Dr. Barry Farber. I don't know. She wouldn't have appreciated the classics. The Chimney Sweep book, yes. The Vicar. Yeah, I can see her reading some raunchy romance
Yeah,
novels.
the vicar. Oh, God. And hiding him.
God, I love that show. It's so
Yeah,
good.
it's a good one. All
All
right.
right. Well, I can't wait to chat again, everyone. Please go give us likes and follows on The Lost Chill on Instagram. And we also have our own individual Instagrams, Katie's Lost Chill and Kimmy's Lost Chill. They're a hoot.
And a half.
Confirmed. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode of the Lost Chill Podcast. Please help our podcast to reach more listeners by subscribing and leaving a review. We read every single one together and jump up and down, screaming with glee every single time. So you know we just truly appreciate it, and that is a true story, folks.
It's very true. If you can't get enough of the Lost Chill podcast, check out our website, thelostchill.com, for blog posts and more fun. Also, consider becoming a Patreon supporter for exclusive content and swag. We are constantly improving and growing our offerings, so be sure to check back often.
If it's additional reviews and cute puppies that you're after, follow us on Instagram at Katie's Lost Chill and at Kimmy's Lost Chill. Follow The Lost Chill as well to get all of the latest information on upcoming books to be featured, upcoming author chats, giveaways, and so much more.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.
Aww.